There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Oh no, will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You say, one love.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this 24th day of August. Would you like to go to a U2 concert?
Yeah.
Would you like to go to a U2 concert in Ireland?
Oh, yeah. You don't think that'd be great?
Seeing them is great, period. They put out. As a rock band, and the things that they bring, you know, it was like them, Pink Floyd, some of the stadium bands from back in the day, they learned to do some stuff and bring with them and embrace the latest technology. And U2 was one of those bands. So, yeah, watching them, some cool stuff. Remember that year he did the Super Bowl? They did the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they had this big screen, this sheet that came down from the roof, and it was during the time where it was shortly after 9/11. And I think that's the one where they ran all the names of the people who perished. Anyway, U2 always does some great stuff. But anyway, on this day where Georgia Tech is getting ready to take on Florida State in Ireland, you got to play some U2.
Yeah.
And you got to talk to a guy from the AJC.
Who's there?
Who's there?
You know?
I don't know what kind of U2 fan Chad Bishop is, but Chad, good morning.
Morning, Chad.
Morning, fellas. I'm not the biggest U2 fan. I certainly appreciate, you know, everything they've done for rock music and appreciate the grandness that is U2, but can't say I have any U2 albums in my collection.
Well, I wouldn't tell anybody over there if I were you.
Yeah, well, I'm more of a Cranberries zombie guy, you know, which they played at the pep rally yesterday, by the way.
All right.
How has that been? How's this experience been? American football versus Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets on the other side of the world. What's it been like?
Hey there, guys. I might have lost you for a second.
Okay. I'm just saying, what's it like? You mentioned the pep rally. What have some of the things been like just having Georgia Tech, just for the whole experience over there?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, man, guys, it's been surprising in the fact that it's been like a bowl game. To me, it's been no different than getting to a destination a few days early. The teams are getting in a couple days early. There's pep rallies. There are fans everywhere. This town is littered with Florida State and Georgia Tech fans. I mean, they're expecting, you know, more than 20,000 fans from the state to have made this trip. It's a big deal, and the local media has covered it. I mean, every media event I've been to, there's been radio stations, podcasts, print media, website media, a lot of local media covering this game because the NFL has gotten so popular in Europe. Europeans and especially those in Ireland have caught on that the feeder system to the NFL is college football, and now you got two prime teams taking place here in their city, and they're real fired up about it.
It's Chad Bishop, AJC, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. So what is it like for you as you're there watching people in your business talk about a sport that's homegrown for you? How do they talk about football there? And have you had to, like, educate some of these reporters over there about, nah, it's said like this, or this is the way it's done? Any of that going on?
A little bit from column A and a little bit from column B. I mean, there's some folks who are incredibly knowledgeable about the sport of football. You know, yesterday, on Friday, we talked to the game day crew, Reese Davis and Desmond Howard, and they were fielding questions, everything from the 12-team playoff in Florida State coming off, you know, their dismal snub at the end of last year. And then there was a reporter from Amsterdam who wanted to know what even is game day, you know. So it's run the gamut of we're not quite sure what this sport is to big-time fans follow the sport, know all the terminology, know the coaches, know the situations. So that's been fun to witness as well.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning with Chad Bishop, and he is social. You can always find him at Mr. Chad Bishop, at Mr. Chad Bishop, everything Georgia Tech. He is there with the Jackets. All right, talk about the team. They've arrived there, and I saw that Coach Key, one of the first people to greet him, was Nick Saban. What was that? Talk about the Jackets team, and has Coach Saban been around a lot to speak to his former assistant?
He has. You know, truth be told, Coach Saban actually flew with Georgia Tech across the nation. He hitched a ride, so to speak, on the Georgia Tech team plane to get here to be with game day because he's now a college game day analyst. He was at practice on Thursday. He was at Florida State practice on Friday. And he spoke with Brent Key for a long time at practice on Thursday. Brent Key even had the quotes of, I think I chatted with Nick Saban more here in Dublin, Ireland than I did when I was an assistant coach for Nick Saban back from 16 to 18. So, yeah, I mean, I think those guys are you know, it's what Reese Davis said, that, you know, everybody's going to get to see Nick Saban's personality a little bit more especially on TV. I mean, you know, everybody knows he's a great coach, but when he's coaching, he's no nonsense, right? He's yelling at guys and doesn't take any you-know-what. But I think this is a different sort of avenue for him, and I think he's going to really provide a lot of great insight and tell a lot of great stories for these two teams on Saturday.
I'm trying to think, that, and that's going to be an interesting watch because the last really great football coach that became an analyst didn't last that long. I'm thinking Bill Parcells. You just got to have that TV thing that gives you longevity. You can't talk about his knowledge. That's beyond reproach. Anyways, again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Chad, can you take a second and talk to our audience about this Georgia Tech team going into the season, what to expect?
Yeah, definitely. I think the expectations are high. I mean, the team went 7-6 this year, won a bowl game for the first time in a long time. But it was a struggle to get there, an up-and-down season. Results were kind of all over the place. Couldn't really put a winning streak together. I think there's a different mindset with this team. And talking to people at the team hotel, and this includes Brent Key, they feel they have a special group. And coaches don't throw around that word special a lot. Now, how that translates into wins and losses, no one's really sure. But with all the pieces they have coming back offensively, Haynes King, four or five offensive linemen, running back Jamal Haynes, Buster Faulkner, offensive coordinator, Chris Winkie, quarterbacks coach, Chief Wade, offensive line coach. They got a lot of firepower coming back. So they're really, really excited about that. Now, on the flip side, they brought in a new defensive coordinator, Tyler Santucci, because the defense was pretty wretched last year. So they got to fix that. If they can fix that defense and make some stops, they're thinking, you know, this could be an 8, 9, 10-win football team.
Man, that's remarkable to hear the Georgia Tech football program. And just for the program in general, talk about what that would mean for today, not just to go out and play well and show the nation at Georgia Tech when football is taking the next step back, but maybe come in there and steal one from Florida State today.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And I've been talking to a lot of folks about the big picture of this game. I think at best case scenario, right, is Georgia Tech goes out and wins this game and sort of sounds the alarm for the rest of the ACC and the rest of college football that Georgia Tech is going to be something to be reckoned with this year. You know, worst case scenario, they get blown out and it's back to the drawing board. But I think if Georgia Tech plays well, this is going to be a big picture scenario where people say, hey, look, this Tech team can compete. They can play with Florida State for four quarters, just like they did against Georgia last year in the season finale. And it's a long season. You know, they got 11 games after this one. It's going to go all the way to the end of November. So I don't think it's going to be, you know, a death sentence for Georgia Tech if they go out and can't get this game done today. But I think at the very best, they need to play well, show they can compete, and maybe be in the fourth quarter, and then who knows, maybe a game-winning field goal or a game-winning drive for this team.
Hey, Chad, heading into the season, all the talk has been around, meaning the college football season, all the talk has been about what's going on in the SEC and the Big Ten. We talk about the ACC as kind of an afterthought, and you talk about the programs and individually. How many of these teams coming from this conference you think are going to be a part of the playoffs when it's all said and done?
You know, on paper going into 2024, I could see two. I just don't know, you know, if Louisville is going to be as good as they were last year. NC State's always up there. I know they want to get to that next level in terms of making a championship game or making a playoff. But, I mean, really, at the end of the day, it's probably Florida State and Clemson, right? I mean, Florida State, 13-1 last year. Yeah, they lost a lot of guys, but they retooled the toolbox with a ton of transfers and a ton of talent. And Clemson's always good, despite, you know, some of the recent struggles of Dabo Sweeney's program. I mean, that team is going to win a lot of games usually. So I think on paper it's those two. And then maybe there's an outlier. Maybe there's someone like I said, like a Georgia Tech, like NC State, like a Louisville. Maybe Virginia Tech has a breakout year.
Man, you're leaving out Miami. You're leaving out Miami big time. You don't think Miami's going to
change? Man, Sam, I never trust Miami, man. Like, the hype is there every year with Miami.
Yeah.
And I think we all buy into it with the talent they have. And they just can never seem to get over that hump. Again, maybe they're like a Virginia Tech or, like I said, an NC State. They do get over that hump and they put it all together because, like you guys know, they have the talent. They have the personnel to do it. But, you know, can they get to that level? We'll see. Again, I just think it's probably Florida State and Clemson's league and then everybody else.
All right. Tell us what's been on the menu over there. What have you enjoyed? Do we want, you know, what's been the food fare over there?
Well, I'm on my way to get some bangers and mash right now because I have not had that. But I have definitely had the Guinness and beef stew. Had myself some fish and chips, of course. Had myself some coddle, which is a sort of like a stewy dish as well.
What was that again?
You know, had some coddle, C-O-D-D-L-E. Not like you coddle your loved one, but you have a nice bowl of coddle. So, yeah, man, I tried it on and had a lot of Guinness, I will say. I'm not afraid to admit. I drank a few Guinnesses.
There you go. Greg, I like the way this guy travels.
Listen, there's not a big selection. It's not known for their food, but they are known for their Guinness. So if you can't get nothing to eat, at least you can get drunk.
Yeah. Matt, I had a little taste of a Teeling whiskey last night as well to sort of celebrate the week that was, and hope for a good day of work today as well.
I would think that one of the things you try and do if you're going there, and I realize this is very touristy, but you got to come back with a phrase, especially if you're going to a pub. You know, you got to bring a phrase, an Irish phrase, back to America that you got firsthand. If you achieve that,
how about here's to arriving in heaven 30 minutes before the devil knows you're there.
Ooh. All right, well, I heard that one before, but that's not bad. Like, there's one that, you know, may bad luck follow you the rest of your life and never catch up.
Okay.
So that's one. You know, okay. I heard that one.
Like
one of those places to have these phrases. Anyway, Chad, listen, I don't know what else to tell you, man, but how's the weather today, though? We didn't even ask him that. What's it like up there? Over there.
You know, I'll tell you something about Irish weather, guys. It's like right now, I'm walking through a park, and it is sunny and beautiful and windy. But there's a 47% chance of rain. Those clouds could move in at any minute. They did yesterday during the pep rally. A giant rainstorm opened up on the pep rally Friday afternoon, and then it was gone in about 2.5 minutes. So it's definitely cold. It's in the 60s. It's going to be windy, and we'll see if the rain holds off, because that could be a factor too, right? Since the football, so you can take care of the ball better.
Okay.
Football weather, sweater weather. Man.
I don't even. You know what?
Yes,
I don't know.
It is football weather.
And Chad, help me out here. I don't even know what the place to go in Dublin, Ireland is. What, like, what's the sightseeing attraction in Dublin? Is there
one? we mentioned Guinness. Yeah, we mentioned Guinness. So there's the Guinness House. Yeah, there's Dublin Castle. There's St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Okay.
We've been to those places.
I heard of that.
Yeah, so there's quite a bit of churches and museums. There's a ton of museums. We went to, on Thursday afternoon, Georgia Tech's football team went to what's called the Epic Museum. And it's a museum based on Irish emigration, not immigration, emigration. So the thought there is all the Irish folks who have left the island and the impact they have had on the world, like James Joyce, like U2, which we opened the show with.
Okay.
Famine, war, whatever the reason has been for Irish immigration. Think of all the Irish immigration to New York City back in the day, right? So just surveying the Irish people's impact on the world after they have left this beautiful island. That was a really cool experience.
You know what? And I've got one to add to that list, and I'll keep it so Georgia Tech. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
George O'Leary.
Yep.
Who is there?
George O'Leary.
He's there.
George O'Leary is there for the game.
All right. Well, there you go.
Fantastic.
Put a bow on this one.
Chad, we appreciate you spending some time, man. Enjoy reading your stuff this week.
Absolutely.
Let's see if we can get the Jackets a win today. Enjoy yourself and a safe travel home. All right?
All right, guys. Cheers. Thanks.
There you go.
All right. Chad Bishop joining us from Ireland.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.